Good afternoon. Let's talk about Anycast. Is this on? Yes. So at RIPE in Berlin, Freddy Künstler approached me and thought about how about having a well-known BGP community to define some prefixes are used for Anycast. So we discussed it a little and decided to go forward with it. So that's why I brought on an internet draft, which now is in the adoption state at the working group. But let's go through this. Can we have this in full screen, please? So why do we want this? Let's assume you are an unnamed Swiss ISP, and you have connections to, let's say, an American network, ISPA in this chart, directly from Frankfurt, or you have routers yourself in the US, but you would like to prefer the path you control over the big pond, because you have more control over it and can monitor it and see if it's lossy in something. So usually you would use the direct path because of hot potato routing, but it would be cool to be able to steer traffic. Now, if you have an Anycast ISP, it might be cool to use all of the available sites, for example. So that was one use case. I guess if you have questions about it, go directly to Freddy. He's sitting there and he can explain the idea. So basically, NSPs, like the usual suspects, should be able to mark their prefix as this is Anycast. This might be relevant for debugging purposes, or if you want to and desire so, you can use it for traffic engineering, or you don't. And the proposed solution is define a well-known BGP community, a standard community, because there is a well-known register. So not every NSP has to define the one by themselves, so there's one global one, which hopefully in some time in the future, if this gets adopted, routers just show as Anycast or something. It's an all or nothing approach. So if a provider has Anycast prefixes, they should mark them at all their sites and not only in some of their sites. That's one of the key points. IXPs, I know we have some here, might choose to add filtering to their route server setup, so you can filter based on Anycast prefixes if you wish to. And if you use route reflection in your network, it might be worth looking into optimal route reflection or add pass if you go for this, because otherwise bad things might happen if you filter on it. What's the status? Actually, the slide is lying. Version 03 is out there now with some minor changes, just typos. It's discussed on the GROW, General Routing Operations, I believe, working group at the IETF. The call for adoption to the working group is open, and so far it's looking good, I would say. And with that, I'm open for questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Max. Do we have questions in the room or via Venueless?
Hopefully no tomatoes.
One, maybe?
Okay, the short, obvious question. I have a prefix. I like to play with BGP. What stops me, well, it doesn't stop me anything, to tag my private prefix with the Anycast community, and what might happen?
What stops you is that you are a decent person.
Well, I am.
So technically, obviously, there is nothing that stops you, but so is with other things we do on the internet. Actually, there is a security consideration section. So yes, this is part of the picture.
Thank you. One more question.
So, because this is all my fault, Freddy Künstler in IT7, I can answer that probably. As I consider you clueful, you won't do that. And since any cast is not too easy to do, I suppose those which know any cast, they are clueful enough to mark their any cast prefixes. We certainly wouldn't allow all of them to be applicable to our routing preferences or routing hotter called potato routing, but those which are clueful enough, I mean, we give them a certain amount of trust and then it would work, I suppose.
And to add to that, it may be worth only acting on this if you wish to on direct sessions, but that is into the hands of the operator.
Thank you.